It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. We're glad you've joined us here today. One of the highest points of a great basketball season is tomorrow night at the Breslin Center. It's number one Indiana against MSU, and as if the game were not enough, I'm under the impression Magic Johnson will join Dick Vitale to call the game on ESPN. I believe that's the first time that's ever happened. The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexrow joins Current State to talk about the big game. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark, and that's right. This will be Magic's first college broadcast, so Magic Johnson, Dick Vitale, and it also could be the first meeting between top five teams in the history of not just Breslin Center, but of, you know, East Lansing, Michigan State. Michigan State's been in eight such games, never at home, and we'll find out later today if the Spartans got into the top five.
How about that? That's exciting. Where is Michigan State right now on the heels of the Nebraska win?
Well, I think that game actually was very nervous for Tom Izzo. You know, he knew how much his team put into the Michigan game and how well it performed. He knew his team was very aware of tomorrow's game and the implications. So he was nervous. And Nebraska is a team that actually was very close here late in the game, almost beat Ohio State at home a couple weeks ago. And it is, you know, really was a very good crowd Saturday night. And of course, Nebraska really was right there, just down a point with about 15 minutes left. So he was worried about that one, genuinely. And I think relieved to get through it. They, you know, the Spartans obviously had a big run in the second half to kind of get some distance and then stayed that way. But, you know, I think this team sees that this is a kind of a championship game. Not that winning it will clinch a championship, but the winner of tomorrow's game definitely is in good shape, you know, with four games to go.
Some people believe the Spartans are peaking right now, which just adds to the intensity. Are you one of them?
Well, I don't know if they're peaking. I still think this team could be better if a lot of the players, you know, are continue to play the way they are now, and then Travis Trice comes back. I still think this team really could use Travis Trice and could be a better team. Now, Denzel Valentine has really found his stride, and that's been important for this team. You know, he's been very good in the last few games. But this is still a team with a short bench, especially on the perimeter. So I think it's playing its best basketball this season so far, but I still think that there's a little bit more distance to the ceiling.
One of Indiana's most important players, Victor Oladipo, apparently has an injury. It's relatively minor, as I understand. I heard Tom Izzo tell another broadcaster, who shall remain nameless, that he saw Oladipo on a stationary bike after his injury, and Tom expects Oladipo to be completely on board. Any thoughts on that?
Well, he did not play in the second half of Saturday's win over Purdue, and at first it looked like it might be serious, but he was on the bench joking around, and of course his teammates after the game said, oh yeah, he's totally fine. Now, Tom Crean, Indiana's head coach, was a little less optimistic publicly, saying, well, you know, we hope he'll play, but you never know what's going to happen the next 24, 36 hours. Tom Crean will be on the Big Ten teleconference here shortly, maybe give an update there. I expect him to play, but it's possible he could be somewhat affected by the ankle.
U of M over Penn State, any comment there?
Well, I was surprised. I can't say I was able to watch it live because the Omaha airport does not have the Big Ten network, but following along the score, and I was very surprised that it was, you know, tied at the half and so close for so long. I actually ended up watching some of the replay last night, but obviously Michigan not playing its best basketball at all. So the Wolverines, you know, got the win, survived. They're going to get some time off here to get themselves right, but I think that Tuesday loss still had a little bit of an effect on them.
And we'll wrap up with this question. What will you be watching most closely tomorrow night?
Well, just like last week's game, there are a lot of really interesting matchups in this one. And the first time around, Cody Zeller, Derek Nix did a great job on Cody Zeller. Adrian Payne had a big game. Oladipo was huge for Indiana. He had 21 points and six steals. But the big key in that game was that Keith Appling really was not a factor. 19 minutes, 3 points, fouled out. And Yogi Ferrell, Indiana's freshman, you know, drew a few fouls on him, getting around him. So I'll be watching that most closely. Michigan State has to have Appling for the whole game. Can't afford for him to get into foul trouble. And it'll be very interesting to watch Appling and Ferrell go at it. And I expect Keith Appling certainly to have a much more impactful game tomorrow than he did the first time around.
Sole possession of first place in the Big Ten on the line tomorrow night. We'll be looking for you, Joe Rexroad. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark.